Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are red hot for Messiah. What would make someone red hot for Messiah? What about having a granddaughter that has the gift of discernment, that at age 4 and a half is caught up into the heavenlies, has an encounter with Jesus, comes back, has the gift of discernment, can see angels, can see demons, knows things that only God could have told her? I'd say that would make you red hot. I have the grandparents of Victoria, the little girl, and the grandparents' names are Don and Majo Pennington. I'm speaking to them at their home in Brandon, Florida. And on September 2nd, 2003, there was a swimming party, and you had your granddaughter Victoria there in your backyard, and you live in Florida, and you're having fun, and you decide to go on the slide. Tell me about that.
Well, it was unusual for me to want to go up the slide because I had been crippled, but the Lord had helped me, and I just wasn't strong yet, but my knees were well. But I climbed up very slowly up the ladder to our high sliding board and was standing up on top of it, trying to figure out how to sit down. And my little granddaughter said, "Majo, can I come up there and slide down with you?" And I said, "Sure." Well, she scampered right straight up behind me, and I didn't know it, but I was still struggling to get down, seated on the top of the sliding board. And suddenly my feet gave way, and I fell from 18 or 20 inches up, just flat, bam, right down on the sliding board. My body hit my granddaughter and knocked her off backwards, and she was hurled about 6 feet back just from the force of the blow of my body hitting her. And I screamed, "Oh, God, I've broken my baby." And she should have been screaming, but she didn't say anything.
Now, how high above the ground was this?
Her head was over 9 feet up.
So the fall was a 9-foot fall.
Yes, it was a 9-foot fall with the force of me, knocking her as though she'd been hit with a great force.
So she should have been dead. No wonder you cried that.
Yes.
You must have had as much horror and fear as a human could have.
My heart was actually broken. I was so devastated. And I couldn't stop saying it. I couldn't turn to see her because she was straight behind me. And then suddenly I could see her over to the side. She somehow had come over to my view, and all I had to do was look to the side. And I couldn't take my eyes off her. I thought if I took my eyes off her, she'd break into a million pieces. But my husband saw what happened. Would you like for him to tell you what he saw?
Yes, if you would put Don on the phone right now.
Hello.
Hi, Don. Now, you were watching this going on. You had to be as horrified as your wife, Majo.
Oh, I just gasped. I almost choked on whatever I was trying to say.
And by profession, tell me what your profession is.
I'm an engineer.
Okay, so you're a real logical-minded type of individual. Tell me what you saw with your eyes.
Well, I was in the pool. We had another little boy with us that we were taking care of that day. He was about 2 years old, and I was trying to keep him from being afraid in the water. And I was standing down in the pool close to where the sliding board is, and I heard this noise from Mary Jo come out and says, "Oh, God, I've broken my baby." And I looked up, and I saw Victoria just flying backwards off the sliding board. And she turned... She stretched out backward, horizontal, with her head, going back away from the slide. And then I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was like I was seeing in slow motion. And she turned 180 degrees with her feet pointed in the other direction, and her head towards the sliding board instead of away from it. And she started floating towards the concrete and moved over about 4 feet. And she landed about 6 feet away from the sliding board and 4 feet off to the side from where she should have fallen if she went straight down, which she should have done.
Now, how do you account for her changing positions in the air.
Well, that's what my engineering mind couldn't grab hold of. I could see her, going backwards and maybe moving a little bit, but turning in the air, I just couldn't grasp that. And also, she moved off to the side. Instead of going straight back and straight down, she moved over about 4 feet off to the side.
Okay, so in effect, she's 9 feet above the ground. It's cement, I assume, on the ground, correct?
Right.
All right. So when someone falls with a force, as your wife accidentally hit her, backed into her, and she falls 9 feet down, she should have been history.
That's right.
So you ran to her, and what happened?
Well, I had to get this little boy I had with me in a safe place, and I got to her as quickly as
I could. You are logical. I don't know whether I could have been that rational, but go ahead.
But, of course, I was not very logical at that time at all, but it was just a matter of seconds because until I could get out of the pool and get to her. And she was trying to get up. And she says, I'm okay, Grandpa, I'm okay. But I made her lay still until I checked her all over, starting at her head and feeling for or looking for any damage and then feeling for any damage. And down her back and her arms and her legs, and they all moved okay. And when I decided that, there wasn't any blood or anything broken or dangling, I said, okay, you can get up now. And I did, and she had two little marks on her. Her right elbow had a little scrape on it. It didn't even bleed. And a little bit of a pink mark on her left hand, on the palm of her hand, that made contact with the
When you realized that she was fine,
mm-hmm.
What were your first thoughts? I mean, you went from shock and fear and horror to almost, I would think, almost unbelief.
Unbelief. And then it finally dawned on us that, we just witnessed a miracle, that God had protected her and saved her from great harm.
Now, again, is there any way short of a miracle that she should have had nothing more than a scratch?
Absolutely not. In fact, a friend of our family's just a few months ago fell off an 8-foot stepladder when he was working on the gutters, and it killed him.
I'll tell you what. If you would put your wife... her name is Mary Jo, and I guess the family calls her Ma Jo. If you put Ma Jo on the back on the telephone.
Okay, hold on, please.
Okay, Ma Jo, your husband sees this miracle. You, the last thing you said, I think you said, I broke my baby?
Yes.
Now you realize she's okay. What's going on with you?
Well, I was still stuck at the top, and I couldn't get down any other way but to slide down into the water. And I knew that if she didn't get right back on it, she would be afraid of it all her life. So I asked Grandpa to hand her up to me, and he did. And I wrapped my arms around her, and we slid down into the water together. And then we came in to take a shower, and I was praising God so loud, so long, and thanking him for saving her life that she finally said, I'm okay, Manjo, all right. She'd heard enough, that was enough of that because she was fine. And then she just didn't say anything to us. She played with the little boy that was there, and the first time that we knew there was anything different that happened beside this wonderful miracle that spared her life was when her mama called on the way home and checked on her, and she said, Mama, I'm not broken. She knocked me off the slide. But I'm not broken. And she said, I heard God yell, save the children, catch Victoria. And then six big, big, big angels caught me, and zoom, they took me right up to heaven.
And remember, Mishpocha, she's 4.5 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
This was a few years ago. She's 7 today. But this is like a Book of Acts type of an experience. Did she tell you much more that occurred?
Well, her mother was just speechless, and she took the phone, said, give the phone back to Majo, and she said, did you hear that? I said, yes, I heard it, but she hadn't said anything about it all day. And we were just so stunned, she couldn't think of a thing to say and hung up. the mother did. So I turned around to Victoria and said, you know, started asking real smart questions like, how big were the angels? You know, I was just too stunned to ask intelligent questions. And she told us how big they were, and that when they held her hand with their warm hands that were this wide, like 10, 12 inches wide, that her hands glowed too. Like they made her, when she held them, they made her shine like a light bulb. The glory of them emanated out through her. She could see her body and her hands shining.
You realize that as you're sharing right now, there is such a presence of God on the words that you're speaking that although I don't have the gift of discernment to see, I feel the presence of God over what you're saying. I have a book in my hand. It's called Six Big, Big, Big Angels, of which you wrote, and these were based on tape recordings of all the visitations and experiences that your granddaughter Victoria had in this experience and many other experiences. Why did you write this book?
Well, we had to write it. The Lord spoke to us and told us to write it, write down everything. And one minister that we tried to share a little bit said, write down every word she says. And as we gathered all this material and I transcribed it from the tapes, God spoke to me, and I had to get it into book form because there's so many people that need to know what she saw when she got to heaven.
You know, I'm going to read a comment on the book by Wayne Anderson. He's from the International Apostolic Ministries, and he said, quote, "The first time that I told Victoria's story, several people reportedly began to have open visions of heaven, and some of those visions went on for days." Are you getting supernatural reports like this from the book, from other people?
Well, the book is brand new. It hasn't been out long, but two different people have called it, that they see a supernatural purple glow between the pages as they turn the pages. And they feel the presence of the Holy Spirit as they read it.
Well, I can tell you that as I read the book and as I talk to you, there is a awesome presence of God. Listen, wouldn't you like to see heaven from a child's perspective? For a donation of $18, call or write today for Six Big, Big, Big Angels. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.